It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light Sports for our generation.
Did you hear about this? Serena Williams, she was in the news recently because she revealed, yeah, I was pregnant when I won the Australian Open. She said she mistakenly actually reported it. She didn't mean to reveal that. She had been taking pictures weekly of her progress just for her personal thing. And she accidentally, instead of just saving it on Snapchat, she put it on Snapchat. And
how would you do that on Snapchat? Yeah. That's
asking for it. Well, I think it's because you have like the ability to just tag it or whatever you want to do, like write on it immediately and then save it. You don't have to really... It doesn't save your phone either, so it doesn't fill your phone up with pictures.
True.
So, I don't know. I just found that so interesting that it was a mistaken thing, and then later our publicist came out and was like, yeah, it's true.
She's pregnant.
Hey-o.
So, how do you get to be better? You win a tournament pregnant. Now, let's
she's one of the best athletes
now
ever.
Let's see her win while she's like 4 months, 5 months pregnant.
I mean, that's
Venus ridiculous. Is like, now it's my chance.
That baby will never be as cool as it is right now.
Shoot. How do you... You are such a great athlete to win a championship pregnant. That's ridiculous.
Amazing. It's so impressive. And she did it without losing a set.
Insane. One of the greatest athletes ever.
Absolutely. Denton, that was what we talked about the first show I was on.
Yeah.
In the Battle of the Best was
throwback.
Serena Williams and how she is.
She's one of the greatest athletes ever.
Throwback to that. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has announced that he will retire after the 2017 season.
He's a Redskins fan, so that's his biggest draw to me. Other than that, I don't care about Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I remember when his dad died. I remember the struggle. I remember the up and coming, his attitude, the way that he handled it. I remembered watching him. It was exciting to see him continue on. I'm kind of happy that he's retiring on his terms. He's been injured. He's dealt with some issues over the years.
Concussions.
And to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to walk away. Very similar to Tony Romo. Walking away while he's still young, still healthy, still able to do a lot with his life outside of the sport. So, bravo. Claps, applause to Dale Earnhardt.
The thing is, he's nowhere near Romo. Well, Romo's nowhere near him. Romo wasn't a national icon for a sport. Quotes.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, you drive around for a couple hours going 200 miles an hour. Tell me your body doesn't feel wrecked.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't mean... That's another story. Okay.
I'm just saying.
That doesn't mean it's a sport.
I don't know. I don't argue these things anymore. I just don't watch it.
Exactly.
He's a Redskins fan, though, so good for him.
Good for him.
Him and I have something in common.
All right, so this was something cool that happened last night. After the Browns selected three really high-profile stars, and Myles Garrett, as well as the... What's his name? Joku, I know is his last name.
David Joku, the tight end from Miami.
And then they also got Jabril Peppers. They threw the first pitch out last night in... the Cleveland Indians
as a trio
game as a trio
all
they
at
did.
Once
all at once yep, I don't know if you saw the video.
They all held the ball together and they threw it out as a team. No, I'm kidding.
No, they all threw a ball apiece and their throwing motion was rough. I don't know if you saw that.
And that's why they're not pitchers.
Yeah, that's why they're not quarterbacks.
it was one thing. It was fun to see though. At the same time, you've got the the Cleveland Indians and the way that they played, especially last year, the way that their season ended, losing, you know, in the way that they did was still exciting. They have nothing to feel bad about. They shouldn't. And then they have this. Cleveland's looking up. They win a
Make
championship.
Make Cleveland great again.
Yeah, I know. Bring them all for the land, man. And last but not least, the Oakland A's pitcher, Kendall Graveman, made this acrobatic double play. And I know that we're on the radio, so you can't see it. So look it up. His name is Kendall Graveman. Makes an unassisted double play. That was absolutely phenomenal.
I'll break it down for you real quick. Some dude tried to steal home after a one-hopper. Graveman gets a pitch, runs the guy out at third. And for some reason, the guy at second decides to try and steal third while Graveman is getting his opposing player out at third. And he's able to make the tag to the guy trying to
That's
steal
awesome.
Third.
He like
terrible base running from the Angels.
Absolutely
great play by Graveman for the A's.